the air carrier, when we approached with our boarding pass, told us that due to pressure from Israel, they had no choice but to deny boarding. They initially also refused even to refund our fares, and an official tore up the boarding pass in front of us very aggressively. A very active and angry demonstration inside the airport forced them to change their policy on repaying us, but we were unable to prevent Israel maintaining the siege of the West Bank, even in Manchester Airport and Paris and Toronto as well, of course.
So they received a so-called blacklist of people who are not welcomed in Israel by the authorities, and they respected that list.
Well, they respected it. They enforced it. And it now seems that the authority of Israel to maintain the siege of the West Bank extends even into international airports. We had no wish to go to Israel, but simply because Israel has bombed and destroyed the only Palestinian airports, we had no choice but to transit Tel Aviv. We repeatedly told the Israelis we wished to transit Tel Aviv as quietly and unobtrusively as possible, but they started talking about crazy talk about an attack on Israel and widespread disruption, and they used the word provocateurs repeatedly in order to justify their siege. They're maintaining the siege of the West Bank and the isolation of Palestinians.
Did you do any research about the legal grounds on which an airline can deprive you of access even though you have the ticket?
Well, the Israeli success in controlling international airports is mainly a political issue. And I know that questions are going to be asked in the British Parliament today or tomorrow concerning this worrying development. Legally, yes, we will also be taking action to sue the airlines in civil court for the costs that we have incurred for their destruction of our holiday, because, you know, people were going there with families. People were going in wheelchairs. This is not us versus normal travelers. We are normal travelers, but we simply wanted to travel to a place which the Israelis are controlling, where they are burning trees and bulldozing houses and throwing people onto the street in order to replace them with settlers. So it was normal travelers to an abnormal place. And many political and legal issues remain. And as far as we're concerned, this is not the end of the struggle by any means. In fact, we think that Israel will find that their so-called success will be bitter in their mouths when this is all over.